She comes once a year. Sometimes she's jet black, sometimes she's blue, a dark midnight blue, or the powdery blue of a summer evening sky. While the rest of India celebrates Diwali, the festival of lights with sweets and fireworks, Kolkata gets ready for the arrival of the goddess Kali, the one of the deep blue night. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Kali is unlike any other goddess. She does not radiate the sweet, saintly, maternal aura of the others. She's not colored like warm honey. She's not dressed in rich red silks. In fact, she usually wears nothing at all, perhaps just a garland of skulls. She stands on the god Shiva, where he is consciousness and she is raw energy. She holds a severed head in one hand, a bloody sword in the other. But Kali's two other arms are held out in blessing, saying, "Fear not." Her tongue hangs out, red, dripping blood. Her eyes flash fire. And yet she is the most kind, the most protective of all the gods and goddesses, the most potent, the mother as the great protector. Come, walk with me in the Kolkata night as the drums of the worship of Kali beat through the moonless night lit up by the starburst of fireworks. It's midnight, and the goddess worship is in full swing, the prayers rippling through the intoxicating sounds of drums and cymbals. Her nakedness is covered with blood-red hibiscus flowers as red as her lolling tongue. This is the goddess of neighborhoods and cremation grounds. Jackals roam with her, drinking the dripping blood. Our local cremation ground next to the river is lit up like a fun fair. Beggars line the approach, asking for alms in her name. The Kali here is huge, polished black with a white crown. Skeletons with red LED eyes glow next to her. A man dressed in the orange robes of a Hindu tantric mystic and a wild-eyed woman circle an electric funeral pyre while the crowd presses forward, chanting as if in a trance. There are little black goats tied to posts. In these cremation grounds, animal sacrifice is still the norm. That mutton will become what we call a vegetarian mutton curry in these parts because it's cooked without onion or garlic. But in our more genteel neighborhoods, Kali gets a pumpkin these days rather than a goat. Across the road in an old working-class neighborhood, there seems to be a Kali image in every narrow little alley. These are no ordinary Kalis. One is a redhead, her eyes bulging, her red hair sticking up as if electrocuted. This is Rakto Chamunda, who was once worshipped with human sacrifice and liquor. She sucked the blood of Rakto Bija, the demon, because every time a drop of his blood fell on the ground, a new demon sprang up. There's another Kali not far away in a little playground who looks even more fierce. Naked, with bulging breasts, she has chopped off her own head. She stands on a couple having sex. She holds her head in her hand, drinking the jets of blood spurting out from her severed neck. Her devotees drink as well. She is thus both food and the eater of food, the devoured and the devourer, offering her own blood to feed her followers, the ultimate sacrifice. Women cover their heads with their saris and ululate and blow conches. It's 1 o'clock at night and the goddess is at her most awake. Young children still roam the streets, couples are dressed in new clothes having ice cream. At one street corner, A couple stands dressed in bridal finery, red and gold, but both are actually skeletons. It's a display, while another skeleton plays music. The narrow, snaking alleys with tiny, cramped houses are covered in freshly painted murals of mother and child and flying monsters and palanquin bearers and fish. As we walk home at night, it's almost 3. There are still crowds walking the streets. A group of boys are lighting up Hanush, a lantern that will float away into the night sky. As we wait for a cab, I see a little roadside shrine to Kali. It's a tiny Kali, like a large doll. There's only one man in red clothes worshipping her, while a woman squats behind him watching. There's something strangely intimate about it all. The common person's goddess, worshipped in huge temples with thousands of devotees, and in tiny roadside shrines with just 2 worshippers in this witching hour of the night. The priest bell rings, the smoke rises, and the goddess blesses us all. Especially Uber, their fares have gone through the roof. Happy Kali Puja and Diwali. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.